Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Yes, baby, yes. JC.
You know he was going to get all the viewership.
Child, listen.
You knew
I'm
he was going to get.
I'm sorry this is happening to him.
No, but I think if you just do it fairly.
That's what I think I've tried.
Yeah, I think as long as you do it fairly, I don't think that there's necessarily a problem with even doing it for someone that you're actually a fan of.
Yes.
I'm super intrigued to see how this works out, though.
I will tell you, I am in. For people who thought I was in on Diddy, okay, that's crazy. I am in.
Yeah.
His attorney is Alex Spiro.
We're talking about Jay-Z, by the way.
His attorney is the attorney that got Alec Baldwin.
Oh, the shooting thing.
Yes. Yes. That's his attorney. It's going to be so good.
You know what my problem, and this is not to say, this is not casting judgment, okay? I want to be clear about that. But the way people in the industry who are normally very, they don't be having super opinions, but I've seen a couple people being like, they wrong for coming after Jay-Z.
Really?
And I'm like, I don't know where, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this because there is a certain belief system that I hold. And this is not specific to Jay-Z, but I just want to say it because he is included. If you were a man of power, and I mean that white, black, television, film, or music, the 90s were the wild, wild west
that's
for
true.
Women.
That's
there
true.
Was just not a lot of respect given to women.
I agree.
And so I'm just like, I'm not saying guilty. I'm not saying innocent. I'm just saying in general, that is true. And so when stuff come up, I just be like,
You know, remember we were just saying last week how I was saying when it's somebody I don't like, it's easy to be like, preacher, put him in jail. I don't care about. But when it's somebody you do like, that's when it matters. It's like, okay, so how you feel? How you feel now? And so to the point you're making, hey, let's see what comes out.
Yeah.
Let's see what
I'm
comes
super...
out. I hope and pray.
Me too.
That it's not true.
Because
However,
his thing was very like, this is heinous.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I
he
like,
said, you got the right one or the wrong one. Can you have both at the same time?
Because
I think he got both at the same
you
time.
You can't have both.
That's what he's saying. So it's just, it's going to be so. So I just posted the video because 3 weeks ago, a John Doe sued Tony Busby for extortion.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Busby is saying, it was you, Jay-Z. You're the John Doe. And so reading that was even interesting. Reading what they put in that lawsuit about Tony Busby and his firm, saying that all he does basically is go after high-profile people. He sued Chris Brown and Yella Beezy. He sued two NFL players. He sued all the... And then they talked about a time, apparently in March of 2016, Tony Busby got arrested for a DUI. They put that in the lawsuit. I said, now what this got to do with extortion? They said that he got arrested and then he basically had some people that looked out for him so he didn't have to, you know, do all the things.
Because he's a man of power.
I was like, I don't know what this has to do with the lawsuit, but I'm going to put it in the video because y'all put it in the paperwork. But anyway, it is very, we will see what I am in.
I'm super intrigued. I am intrigued to see how this all
I put all the alerts on.
Yeah, it's also one of those things where I'm like, you were all partying. Like, how do you remember everything that happened?
But if you did some sexual assault stuff, you probably...
Well, here's the thing. Editor, when I say this, put me in black and white, okay? Because this is... I'm going gray out right here.
Okay.
So, I found this... I don't even want to say this out loud. I found this to be interesting. Okay. The document, the extortion document said that... okay. Said that when... Tony Busby and his team reached out to this John Doe and said, hey, we finna make a public lawsuit unless you kind of come to the table. They said in the document that they got the paperwork to say this, right? This demand letter. They reached out to Tony Busby and his team to understand who was behind the allegations, what evidence they had, and what work they were doing to validate the evidence that they had to support. Like, how are you investigating that what this person is saying is true? And I said,
why y'all need to
why y'all had to do that?
Why y'all had to ask? Because
if you said I sexually assaulted somebody,
the answer is no.
I would be like,
you have no evidence because there's nothing that ever happened.
File the paperwork.
Because what do you have?
Because girl, what?
What do you have?
But the lawsuit that they filed, it's their own lawsuit, and they said that they
present
said,
to me what you have, because maybe I had did
what you had.
Essay some people, but I don't think
I
it
said,
was you.
Wait.
Though.
Okay. Just gray that part out and make it give me a different face or something, because I didn't say that out loud. It's in the paperwork, though. Hey, y'all know I just be saying what's in the documents.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast, where sometimes we drop a little bit of tea. A little bit of gin, a little bit of juice,
hey, man.
And a little bit of tea. My name is Melissa.
My name is Melanie.
We're the Gin and Juice Podcast. We get on this podcast every week and talk about what the heck we want to talk about, like the Jay-Z lawsuit.
Oh, man.
All right. I want to say something because it just reminded me. I have been deep in the Morgan Bailey TikTok algorithm. I want y'all TikTok algorithms to look like mine so bad.
I don't know who Morgan Bailey is.
The girl, she had 30 minutes, but she made it 45. Random man from Atlanta.
Oh, I didn't know. Why would you ever say her name? Why wouldn't you just say random man from Atlanta girl?
Oh, because she's trying to rebrand herself as her name. Most people know her. Well, in case you don't, Morgan Bailey is random man from Atlanta. That is her actual name. So for all of you who may not be aware, they ended up getting back together. Random man from Atlanta.
Oh.
And Morgan Bailey ended up getting back together. And he basically has been rebranding himself as like this, like, father figure, family man type situation. We should thank our sponsors.
Amen.
And we want to thank our sponsors.
We want to thank our sponsors, and that is Lumi, Prize Picks, and HelloFresh.
Very good. So they got back together. He did this whole rebrand, which I never believe. He really don't pop up on my TikTok, to be completely honest, except when people are doing like think pieces on him. He'll pop up because I'm also very deep in like yap talk. I don't know what to call it, but people that just talk.
Okay.
They're called like yappers. Anyway, when they're doing think pieces on him, that's really when his content pops up. But like, I don't get surface content. Anyway, I ended up getting on TikTok right as he's posting this video. I promise you, the Holy Ghost urges me to get on talk. The Holy Ghost urges me to get on talk to at the right moment. So he posts this video with this gash on his face, blood streaming.
What?
Yes. No, I promise you. And he's like, so many things. So let me tell you how it happens. Essentially, because y'all be trying to get on me on my exact. This is not quotes. This is Melissa reinterpretation, reenactment, dramatization.
Hello.
Of what happened. Morgan tried to provoke me. And she did this to me. She's going to claim that I be whooping her behind, but I don't. She does this
not
to me.
Not domestic violence.
Yes. She is abusive to me.
Oh,
all this
my.
Time she's been abusing me, and I've been saying nothing but enough is enough. Y'all got on here and y'all gassed her so much. Now she thinks she's all this, that, and the third, and she can do whatever she wants. I'm sick of it. I'm leaving. I'm done. He probably posts another 2-3 videos after that going off because people are like, you a lie. And the truth ain't in you. Going off. Morgan ends up making this video. Like an hour after that's posted somewhere around there, she makes a video that's like long. I don't even know how long it was because I'd be watching stuff on like 1.25 speed. So she makes this video and she sits there and is like, this man has been hitting me since the beginning of time.
Oh, my.
I finally lashed out and I did hit him and I should not have, but I did. but I am sick of this. He has been emotionally abusive to me. He's been, she doesn't say this, but essentially abusing, it's called like emotional financial abuse or something like that, where it's like, if you don't send me, and literally she has text messages, you don't send me $2,000, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back.
Oh my gosh.
And then like the next response from her is a Cash App for $2,000. And then he's like, that's not enough. Actually, I want you to send me $5,000.
What?
Yes, no lie. Hand to heart. I read these with my own eyes. Like, I don't know if they've been doctored, but I'm just telling you what I saw. Okay. So she makes this video. Since that time, she hasn't made another video. I don't know if she made a video today, but since the yesterday, I'm going to call it, she hasn't made another video. This man has gone, has crashing out on socials. That's y'all problem. Y'all want to keep a black man down. All I ever tried to do was this, that, and the third. I tried to be present. She wanted a family. I was there for her to be her family, to be to have this happy household. Mind you, this man got 7 kids.
I was like, don't he got a lot?
It's a bunch of kids. I think it's at least 7. If not more, I think it's at least
by
7.
By different people.
By multiple women.
Okay.
And all this, that, and like just really going off. So, of course, now I'm getting all these think pieces.
Yeah.
I didn't put this together in real time. But one of the girls, she's like analyzing this, and she said, you want to know what projection is? Projection oftentimes is where I'm doing something and I claim that you do it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes projection is simply telling on yourself. No one brought up domestic violence except for you. Before Morgan made a video, you said, you know what she gonna do? She gonna claim I hit her. She said, that's called projection. You told on yourself. Because that's what you did.
Because that's what you do.
Because that's what you did. That's what you do. And I was like, nothing. What is so surprising is the number of women in her comments that, or in his comment, because now I'm looking at his videos. Now I want to see, because I want to analyze for myself. Yeah. I want to see what you do. I want to see what you're talking about. I want to understand. How many people believe him?
Let me tell you what. The internet is the worst and best places. Being exposed to what people think is a good and terrible thing.
Jesus.
People be, I'm not surprised by that.
Man, it makes me sad. It makes me sad because it reminds you why people in these positions don't speak out. When the, especially, and this is actually why I brought this up. One of his defenses against this was, why would you stay with a man that's been beating you? If I never hit you, I'm not wondering why you're staying. I'm saying, I have no idea why this woman would pick this out of the clear blue sky and claim that I am hitting her when I have never laid a finger on her. I have my defense would be, I've never done this. Not, if I did it, why would you stay? A lot of women who get hit on stay.
That's been proven.
A lot of people that are in domestic violence situations stay.
Literally.
If anything, that's making me think you was hitting her.
Yeah. It's giving manipulation.
Correct.
It's giving all of the things you say you're not.
Lord of mercy. Anyway, that's why I brought it up, because I was like, people be telling on themselves.
People be telling on themselves.
And people are trash. And that Morgan Bailey situation, I actually hope she doesn't make another response, which also to me speaks to her level of like trauma. Mm-hmm. I'm making the statement because he did all of this, but then I need to step away.
Yeah.
He wants to be the victim so bad, but he has made like 20 videos, no lie.
Oh my gosh.
20 videos, stitching people's videos, posting text messages, doing all this stuff. And I'd be like, I don't think this is all the way doing what you think it is. I don't think this is all the way doing what you think it is. I think it's proven that she is young, naive, and clearly needs a little bit of therapy and like some self-worth work.
Yeah.
But like, you were emotionally abusive to her. You were using her for money.
Dang.
I don't understand. And she would be like, I'll do literally. It was actually really sad.
But they have kids together?
They have one child together. Okay. And for her to be like, I'll do anything you want. I'll send you some money. I'll give you sex. I'll give you this. I'll literally in the text messages. Like, it was actually heartbreaking.
It's
actually really, really heartbreaking because she's young.
Yeah.
She's like 24 years old. It's really, really, really young. So anyway, that's been my TikTok out. Let me say this one more thing before we go to YSL for Mail, because we're on a long story short. Isaiah did a project for his...
He in college, child.
He's in college. So he did this project in, I think it was in his English class. I thought it was in his African-American studies, but it's not. I think it's in his English class. Anyway, he was trying to make this connection where the things that civil rights leaders did in the 60s are so profound and impactful on, like, American society that sometimes they transcend being a person, and they become almost like this mythical creature.
I'm here for it.
Especially the further away you get in time.
Ah.
So for him, he hears, like, Harriet Tubman, and he's like, it's hard to fathom that this woman did this. And the story, like, she had this basically underground railroad of people that she is trying to extract out of slavery. That sounds made up.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was working on it, staying up all night, whatever, whatever, whatever. So he creates this presentation. Me and Kev are all excited for him, right? So he texts us after. He's like, I killed it. Like, I did such a good job on, like, he felt really good about it, which I was happy for him. You know, when you do a really good job and you feel like you did a good job. So I was really excited for him. So I'm like, well, send me the presentation. Like, I actually want to see it. Why the presentation says an Isaiah Frederick's joint. And I say, you're so unserious.
I love it.
You're so unserious.
I love it.
Because I was just so happy proud and doing all these things. And then you put Isaiah Frederick's joint. You don't even know you about Spike Lee. Like, just relax. What is happening?
I love it.
It was great. It was really.
That's so good.
It was like, I felt like in the beginning, the class wasn't all the way making the connection. But he's like, as I kept going and kept having these examples, like, it became more, like, it was very clear. Yeah. They were like, yeah, I
you
get
said
it.
That's right.
I understand what you're saying. I was really proud of him. So anyway, that was really great. I was just very proud. And I just needed
you
to
should
share
be,
that.
Because that's good. One of my favorite things is that y'all, your kids and Monique's kids, my kids are still young, but, like, y'all's kids, particularly the boys, have personality, a little bit of swag. They got a little swag to them. And it's my favorite thing. I love that they are, like, making a presentation about civil rights and he's going to put, like, Isaiah Fred. Like, yes, do that. Have, like, show up as you. You know, like, do a good job, but, like, show up as you. It's one of my, I love it. I feel like all of my nephews have it and it's my absolute
They do got a little
thing.
Bit of Riz. Our a nephew Nehemiah.
Oh, my gosh. He cracks me up. He texted me the other day, like, Auntie, can I get some money so I'm not a broke boy out here? Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? You are a broke boy.
You literally are by definition.
Like, you, sir. But it was so funny. It's like hysterical. Like, yes, I will send you money. If you text me things like this, yes, the answer is yes, because you're funny.
He was tagged in a post. I didn't realize it. They were doing something that I don't know what it was. I said, Kev, I'm finna be an auntie.
I saw. I know which one you're talking about.
So I commented. I don't know if I want to say it, but I said, is this a...
Yeah.
Okay. And Kev said, you need to remove that. That's not his post. That's somebody else's.
That's the only reason why I didn't text to say the same thing. I know what you're talking about.
I didn't know. I it showed up on my timeline. Mm-hmm. So to me,
yes,
this is...
It's yours.
It's yours.
Yes.
So I deleted
it. You win it.
Yeah, I was...
I'm happy you. I was so close to doing the exact same thing, and then I realized that it was not his. That's the only reason I didn't comment.
Because we be full aunties out here in real life.
Play with me if you want to.
In real life, the post that be like on every post, my auntie be like, "Oh, my pretty niece." I promise you, that's me on every post. I promise.
I know, me too. I be sending Mariah every time she posts a picture. You so cute. You so pretty. Look at your hair.
Look at your pretty face.
You so cute. She'd be post. Like, thank you, auntie. Yes. Amen. Your shoes is pretty. Your pants is cute.
She's so cute. McKinley, I had this dream. Not even a dream. It was like a feeling. Every time I see McKinley, I say, hey, pretty girl. Come over here, pretty girl. How you doing, pretty girl? All this. One night, I woke up and freaked out. I was like, what if McKinley only thinks she's good for her beauty?
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
McKinley,
Don't you ever forget you have brains and beauty. You hear me? You have more to offer the world than your looks. She's like, sure. Okay, all girl, right. I don't. Like, where's this energy coming from?
What is happening?
They just be like, okay, girl, like, don't know. I don't, what? This is such an intense moment. Did I miss something?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, go, Mel.
In addition to that being great, intense moments like that can sometimes make you sweat. You ever be in a moment and you're like, oh my gosh, like I feel my armpits being sweaty? That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Lumi, okay? Is giving deodorant as a gift offensive? Well, the answer may depend. I personally love Lumi products, like I was saying in the beginning, because of the variety of ways in which their products come. It's not just like a regular stick of deodorant that you're used to, but I love the fact that they have wipes. They have these roll-on things. It's like so many different options. So you can use it in a way that like is beneficial and relevant to your lifestyle. And so that's why they're a fan favorite from me. So Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body, pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet. And like I said, it's created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It's baking soda free, paraben free, 72 hour odor and sweat control for pits, privates, and beyond. Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code, which is GJ. And if you combine 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off of their starter pack. So use code GJ for 15% off your first purchase at lumideodorant.com. That's code GJ at LumeDeodorant.com. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The YSL trial has wrapped. Oh man. This first trial, everybody loves to correct me. There are still other defendants. This trial has wrapped. There will be another trial for the remaining defendants. This trial has wrapped. And for that, I am grateful and thankful. Oh, man, I could praise the Lord all day because I think it was day 172. I'm forgetting now because it's over, so it's left my mind. But the verdicts came in. Diamante Kendricks was found not guilty on all of his charges. He had a murder charge.
Shout out to Mel. Where she at? Somebody at her so Stop I can. It.
Oh, Shannon Stillwell, the other defendant, was found not guilty on both of the murder charges, but he was found guilty for possession of a firearm, which, you know, many would argue was clearly in his possession. So he was found guilty of that one only. And what Melissa is referring to is two days ago, he tweeted out, does anybody know Mel's at? She did her thing on this trial or something like that. Let me find
She did her big one.
He did say that. And so it was hilarious that anybody know Mel at? If so, at her. I used to see her putting it down the right way as well. And then somebody responded and said, which Mel? Because there's another Mel who was following this trial. And they put my name, definitely, and they're saying Mel, me, definitely put it down the right way and even made a special in-person appearance. She kept us well informed. And then he responded, this is the one I'm talking about. She did her big one, salute. And I was like, not me, child. So that
when
was
when they
hilarious.
Do the Netflix documentary, please know all the clips are going to include Mel's coverage.
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious, but also dope to know that like somebody again who is on trial. These are his life would have been spent in jail had he been in prison, had he been found guilty. So the fact that this is his life in the balance and he respects the coverage that I did was really, really dope. I also posted on Instagram, if you follow me, that 21 Savage DM'd me. Which was quite insane to say that he enjoys the podcast with me and my husband. And that was really cool because that wasn't just like I'm not a lawyer but videos. But for him to say Greg means that he didn't saw the debrief.
Yeah.
Hey, I like it. So that was cool.
And what's one of his songs? So I make sure I know. I know 21 Savage, but I don't know his song.
You do.
That's what I'm saying. But if you sing it, I might. Then I'll be like, oh.
I just immediately wanted to sing the way he does 21.
21.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, I was going to see if somebody put a good one in the chat. Oh, you know what? One of my favorite songs is A Lot.
I see the songs listed here, but it's not.
You got to hear a lot. That's my favorite one.
How does it go? Just give me a little bit of the situations.
I can't. Oh, that's me.
I was about to say, Mel, he got you in the video.
I don't want to play the thing because then you're going to be demonetized. Okay. It's the whole situation. But A Lot is one of my favorite songs you should listen to by 21 Savage. I really enjoy that one.
Okay.
But regardless, that was really dope. And then I had the very dope experience of interviewing three of the jurors. Insane. I don't even know. People were literally saying, how did you do that? And I'm like, I don't know.
Because it's posted, favor. I keep telling y'all, y'all need to think, hello? God, it's favor over your life.
I posted on TikTok and Twitter, but they found it on TikTok where I was like, any YouTube jurors want to chat with me? Like, email me. And they emailed me. And so that's what happened. So anyway, it ended up working out. It was just, it was an insane week. A wild way to wrap up that case. But
tell them, like 100,000 people joined your life.
First of all, it was 15,000.
It's all the same to me.
This is numbers B. It was 15,000 people who were live. That's while huge. We were. It was insane. Yeah, it was insane. That's obviously the most I've ever had. And I think it was a good conversation. You know what I was going to add?
I saw TikTok think pieces.
Oh my gosh. It's on everywhere.
It. Yeah.
The clips were everywhere.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I on XXL? Academics like ripped a clip and posted it. Not that I love his content, but the fact that he posted it and has the exposure he has. There's a guy named Cuff Boys who has like 2 million subscribers on YouTube. He did a whole reaction to my video.
Oh, Cuff Boys. Like this yeah. Cuff. Girl, you said that earlier and I was like, is that his last name? I don't understand.
He did it. There also was a couple just bloggers who were doing it. Everybody on TikTok who was still kind of wrapped up in the trial were using clips because it was, in my opinion, it was a really, really good conversation. What I was going to say, though, is that let me tell you again why I hate the internet, because I found myself on another creator's platform because I subscribe and want to support, you know, whatever. And then I read the comments, and they were talking about me.
Oh, hello?
I said, you know what?
Let me get up out of here. Let me get up out of here.
Because you want to go from a high to a low.
Oh, man.
Be excited and then go read some comments of people talking about you. Okay?
Oh, man.
And you be like, well, damn, maybe I do suck. Mm. Maybe I should never make another video. But the thing that I know, that I'm thankful that I know, is a few things. Number one. Everything ain't for everybody.
Facts.
And I am okay with you not liking me or the way I do content. And there are a gazillion other content creators that you should absolutely follow and support. You should absolutely go to the people you like. Don't be on mine. I'm okay with that. I'm not offended. It's going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
The other thing is people, especially for social media, people enjoy watching different people talk about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have to hate another creator for making videos about the things I'm making videos on because people enjoy watching me and them and the next person and the next person and then maybe even making their own video to talk about everything they've watched.
Yeah.
And that's okay. People consume a ton of content like that. So it's not like I don't have to feel insecure about the fact that there are other people making content like me. In addition to that, negative comments always feel so much louder than positive ones.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment of me reading these negative ones, I was like, girl, you probably read 3 negative comments and you read literally 1,000 positive ones. I've gotten DMs from actual reporters who have said, Mel, that interview was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have gotten so much positive feedback about the way, and I was stressed out because I hate doing lives. I prefer to make a pre-recorded video and put it out. But I've gotten so many videos of people saying, not only did I ask the questions that people who watch this trial were wondering, but I was good about moving it along. And sometimes people hate me for that, but I hate fluff personally.
Yeah.
I hate when you spend a lot of time, you ain't talking about it. Hey, move on to the next thing. Right. Don't repeat yourself. Like, lead, let's go. And so for a 3-hour live, I'm trying to keep it moving. And so I got people saying, I appreciate it the way that you did that. I had pre-selected questions. My Patreon came through and gave me. I was proud of the way that it was done. And everybody don't have to like it. And that's okay.
Amen. And
I'm
hallelujah.
Okay with that. And I hope y'all are too. And don't
comment on people. If you don't like them, just move on to the next thing. You don't got to share your comments about everything. Move on. But
well,
anyway.
Yeah. Well, very good. There's one of my favorite sayings. Hold on. The credit, this is sometimes what I have to remind myself about commenters. The quote is, the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who becomes short again and again. It's a post from Theodore. Oh, I wanted the whole thing. Okay. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasm? Oh, that's not the whole thing. Anyway, it goes on to say, basically, it's easy to be in the stadiums.
100%.
And talk about the person that's in the arena 100%. Who's trying, doing, falling short, have the shortcomings, erring, but they're learning because they're actually doing.
100%. 100%.
You only have commentary because of someone doing.
Yeah.
You should try to stop talking and get in the arena.
100%.
And so for that reason, even if you don't like what I'm doing, either get in the arena or hush because you have fodder because of what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had nothing to talk about a woman for me.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have had a
So for that reason, good on you. It's literally something when the book came out and I was like, oh, I have to remember that people have reviewed a post because I wrote a book.
Yeah. 100%.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I gave you something to do today because I...
because I did.
Because I wrote a book.
Yeah.
So you have some... You can show up on TikTok and make a video. You can write these comments, nasty comments or whatever. Why? Because I got out of my seat, got into the arena, and I started doing.
Yeah.
And so credit belongs to that person.
100%. 100%. That's a good reminder. I like that
quote. Yeah, it's a very good quote. It's one of my favorite quotes that I'll never remember.
And good to remember as you're, if you are, I mean, obviously we're talking about like social media and being a content creator, but in many facets of your life, like people have something to say because you've done something typically.
Mm-hmm.
And so while it can suck and feel heavy, the reality is you should still be proud because you did something. And the other thing is, everything ain't for everybody. Somebody gonna love it, I promise you. And so pay attention to the people who like it and not the people who don't.
Yeah.
It's no point in being stressed out about that. But speaking about people kind of getting in the arena and doing, let me tell you about Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in award winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's not even a lot, okay? Under 5. That's not even a lot. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas. And Prize Picks now offers Venmo for quick and easy deposits and withdrawals into your accounts this sports season. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. So this week on Prize Picks, I'm looking at football, the football board, and I'm selecting Jared Goff for more than 230 passing yards. And Saquon, y'all know I know Saquon now.
Sure enough.
Every time he comes on screen, I know him.
That Saquon actually happened Barkley, the other day when he came on the screen at the house.
For more than one touchdown. Travis Kelce for more than 70 receiving yards. And Lamar Jackson for more than 250 passing yards. So those are my picks. Y'all should mimic mine if you know any better, okay? And then we can see who wins next week. So download the app today and use code GJ.
GJ.
To get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's download the app today and use code GJ to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game. Prize Picks, run your game.
Hey, what's going on, Jen and Juice, man? How y'all doing, man? Listen, I love the podcast.
Oh.
But I just got to pop the trunk real quick. I'm popping the trunk on everybody that said that me and my wife need to have a baby. Everybody was like, oh, y'all need to have a baby. Y'all need to have a baby. Oh, my God. Y'all been married for 3 years. Where's the baby? Have a baby. And you know what? Now my wife is pregnant, and she has morning sickness now. She's been throwing up every 3 days and everything else, and I feel so bad as a husband. I'm trying to do everything to make her feel better. If she don't eat every 2 hours, she's nauseous. She's nauseous when she eats. I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. I don't know what to do. She don't know what to do. We're just stuck. And you know what? I'm popping the trunk at everybody who said have one because nobody told us about this. Amen. About this part. All right. Yeah, we could know about morning sickness, but I didn't know if it was this bad. Mm-hmm. I did not know. All right. And now everybody who said have a baby, forget y'all. I'm popping the trunk on every last one of y'all. Because why didn't nobody tell me about this? Why didn't nobody tell me about this part? Thanks, guys. Aww. Love the podcast.
First of all, can we shout out? We got a guy.
Come on. We've gotten a couple. We got to get through them. We've gotten a couple pop the trunks from some mans.
That's freaking fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks for watching. We appreciate you listening to these girls over here, okay? Second of all, we absolutely need to stop asking couples and women when they're going to have children.
For many reasons.
For so many reasons. You kind of take for granted as a child that, like, people get married and they have first comes marriage, then comes kids, then comes baby in the, or whatever it is, then comes baby in the berry, whatever it is.
Yes.
You take that for granted. And then you grow up and you realize the fact that women are even able to conceive a child is a literal act of God.
Oh my gosh.
It is such a miracle that conception happens and that a woman's body is able to hold this being,
yeah,
organs squished all over, uncomfortable,
yes,
all of these things, and you are feeding this life, it comes out of you and you're still alive.
It's
wild.
Yeah.
And there's so many reasons why people can't have children, and it doesn't happen quote unquote naturally, or people choose not to have children as a choice.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, 100%.
And then not to even talk about the complications, extreme morning sickness.
Yeah,
that is a thing.
It's like a diagnosis.
Yeah, thank you. That's the word. I was like, a sickness? It's a diagnosis. I just looked it up. I don't know how to pronounce it. I ain't going to. There we go. Hyper, it's HG is what it's called on here. I don't know how to pronounce it. I remember when I worked at the very first bank that I ever worked at, my manager had this extreme form of morning sickness, and actually Kevin's sister had it with her second, I believe. Mm-hmm. Where you, instead of gaining weight, you consistently lose weight.
Yeah.
You can't hold food down. Like, truly, we got to stay out folks' business.
Yeah,
100%. We really do. We got to stay out folks' business. Like, let people live their lives how they see fit, because you just never know the reasons why people haven't had children at whatever juncture of their relationship.
And it's none of your business, and kids are expensive. And so,
listen, in 2024, eggs are $35. Amen. Could you imagine buying formula and eggs?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Have I even formula? Both my kids, for some reason, had the worst situations with formula. I was driving, me and Greg, I forgot where we were yesterday, but I was like, remember, we used to be all around this city trying to find some dang on specialized formula for these little children, because they could not take, it was the absolute worst. Eventually, I had to get the kind from Germany, Europe, sent to LA in order to give them formula, because they had the worst. I don't wish it on nobody. If you want kids, amen. Shout out to that. If you don't want them, and if you can't have them, all the prayers, because it is such a interesting experience. It really is. That really nobody should have a say so on when it comes to.
No, because it alters your. There's a family content creator family that I sometimes pops up on my TikTok, and she just had a baby, like an infant. And she did like a nighttime vlog, whatever. And it was like 1 o'clock, wake up, 2 o'clock, wake up, 3 o'clock, wake up, 6 o'clock, wake up. And I was like, girl, I
don't miss it.
I remember them days.
Girl.
And don't, I mean, she at least is her job is now content.
Yeah.
I used to have to get up.
Yes.
And go to work. Like, you are sleep deprived.
Girl.
You are delirious. Oh. And then don't have postpartum depression.
Oh, my.
And at the time, I didn't even know that's what it was called
when
I went through it. Like, it was just like, we don't really know what's wrong with you. We'll give you a couple extra weeks. Like, they didn't have a name for it at all. I remember my, they signed me up for, what is it called when you have, like, the therapy thing through your job?
BetterHelp.
No.
Code GJ.
Anyway, whatever the resources that they have that you often can get through your job. So I EAP. That's exactly it. Thank you. I did EAP, and it was actually the first time I actually did therapy. Like, this is before, this is 18 years ago, okay, when Isaiah was born. But they didn't call it therapy like that, and it wasn't, like, as mainstream as it is now. Yeah. It was kind of hush-hush. And I went, and I was having panic attacks. And the lady was like, I'll never forget this analogy I use to this day. She said, it's like watching CNN, for example, and your brain is watching the main picture, but you also have a ticker down below, and you're thinking about all these other things, and that's causing your body to be extremely anxious, and that's why you're having these panic attacks. And I was like, oh.
That is good.
I didn't realize that was a thing. I didn't know. But it was, like, the best analogy to how I, and sometimes how I still feel. But, like, it wasn't, these aren't things people talk about. They talk about the beautiful side. And I'm not saying that having kids isn't a beautiful thing. But, like, if it's not the thing you want to encounter, that's fine.
Yes. Yes.
Girl,
yes.
They're expensive. They are a lot. It is a lot. And don't have, I had preeclampsia.
And I had, what did I have?
You had,
was it postpartum?
Postpartum,
preeclampsia?
Yep.
Child. Stupid.
Pregnancy-induced high blood pressure.
Stupid.
I had it before and had emergency C-section. This is why I had a C-section with Isaiah, and I didn't have it because they didn't do VBACs at the time with Joe. And Mel, doggone, went to the hospital, had the baby, was released, and then got the hypertension after the fact.
So stupid. They were like, so usually the solution to preeclampsia is have the baby.
Yep.
But you had the baby and now you have it. So now what do we do?
I said, what do we do?
It's all very stressful.
Yes.
It's all very, and like literally people lose their lives. So
quite literally. I was on business. TikTok today and I ended up in deny, defend, oppose.
Oh, for,
TikTok.
Yeah, for that. The UHC, the CEO.
Bawling my eyes out.
Oh, I haven't even like.
I don't recommend going into that algorithm of TikTok.
They just announced the guy's name.
I know. I saw young 26 year old went to Ivy 24.
I'm ready to dive in now. Now that they have, it was too early. I don't be ready for the conspiracy theories. I'd be like, give me facts. So now. Yeah, now I'm ready to like dive in so I can like actually understand the story. I'm so intrigued now.
I just speaking of the medical part of it, but that's what reminded me. Like these people are talking about that's on that side of TikTok. That's his name, Luigi. Where you are, your family members are literally dying because your insurance is not covering all of these things. And pregnancy is a major life-altering, body-changing, life-threatening thing that women go through that we just take for granted.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. 100%.
Thank you, Mr. Man, for calling.
I know!
And allowing us, because it feels very apropos with this. With all of this going on in the world.
Let me tell you about HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. I love the holidays, but with how busy they are, we are always looking for ways to stress less. HelloFresh helps make mealtime manageable, saving you from searching for recipes or all of that grocery shopping. Just pick your meals and everything you need is delivered right to your doorstep. Every HelloFresh recipe includes high quality, sustainably sourced ingredients like produce that comes fresh from the farm. I am very busy because everybody wants to go to court and sue people right now. I also was looking at my schedule. I'm coming for January and it is insane. And I am so excited to have HelloFresh delivered right to my doorstep because I don't have time to think about who is on trial and think about how to make meatloaf. I don't have the time. But HelloFresh, okay, they do. They send it to you, and I love the produce because it's always fresh. And I don't have to even think about, you know, you be scrolling trying to find a recipe and how to mix the recipes and how to do all of that. All of that gets alleviated when you get HelloFresh because it's all on a card. You ain't got to think. You just do, okay? We talked about just do. You just do. It is a life
savor, especially when you have just a lot of things going on, kids, busy schedules, going to work, commuting, doing whatever. It just really can help you. So get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/freeGJ.
Free GJ.
Applied across 7 boxes, new subscribers only, and it varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/freeGJ. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
All right, very good. You want to go into rhythm and flow? Notice that there will be spoilers. There will be spoilers. There will be spoilers. Take this as your cue to exit the live right now. Remind me that I want to do a giveaway for the Patreon before this is over. Okay. I just remembered. Please exit now. If you are listening and you have not watched on when we air this
Thursday,
this is your warning that there will be spoilers. 5, 4
Hello?
3 mm-hmm. 2 1 Okay, we're here. We're giving spoilers. All right. Rhythm and Flow. Season 2 just finished airing.
And Kevin ruined it for me. Talk about a spoiler. Kevin spoiled it. I was texting in the group chat like, hey, this guy did just okay right here. And he was like, yeah, so crazy that he lost and this guy won. And I was like, wait, I wasn't there yet. So I haven't watched it because it's been ruined. So tell me all the things.
I still stand by the fact that I said overall, there are obviously specific people that are, this is not true to. But I think overall, in comparison to season one, I feel like the talent this season wasn't as high overall. And so I think the women stood out quite a bit, actually, that I'm willing to say. I think I said that the last time. But I think overall, the level of talent wasn't like there to personally. And so when it came to the end and you're clearly like Jay Taj should be anointed and appointed the winner and Dre Teal won, it was such a shock. And I want to be clear about this because I don't want to give Jay Teal any heat. When Dre Teal did his, it wasn't his last song and it wasn't his, it was his collab song that he did.
Oh.
You didn't enjoy it?
I mean, it was...
I thought he had the best collab song.
Actually, I don't know if I've seen it yet. Because where I stopped was Jay Taj's.
Oh.
So I don't think I've seen it yet, but keep going.
Dre Teal's collab, his feature, was the best to me. I stood up on the bed and clapped. He stayed on beat. The entire song.
That's good.
And literally, I think it was... Ludacris said, this is the first time you were on beat the entire song. Yes, like I thought he did really, really well. And I thought it was very authentic. They were showing like behind the scenes. I can't remember who he collabed with, but the song was something about dancing.
And
he was
like, I remember him saying, yeah,
I'm not a dance. I don't even know how to dance. But his rap, like, included that. It was like, I can't dance, but I'll make you two-step, like whatever it was. It was really cute. Like, I felt like it was probably his best performance. I think it was the best feature performance, and I felt like it was the most natural and comfortable I had seen him all season.
But it wasn't enough for him to win.
Only reason why I say that is because I believe the show, the winner encompasses everything. So if you're just going off that performance, I do think he should have won because I really think he had the best feature, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But if you're going over everything, the most consistent 100% person was Jay Taj.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of, I still don't understand why they didn't choose Jay Taj. I don't know. I'm like, maybe because D-Smoke won last year and they were like, it was too obvious for D-Smoke. Even though last year, I don't believe it was so obvious that, no, that's not true. By the time D-Smoke did his final song, come on.
It's a long dinner.
Come on. I will watch that right now today. I will watch that right now today. Like, it was so good. I really enjoyed it.
What did he say? Eat Smoke?
Yeah, Eat Smoke. It's a long dinner.
But Eat Smoke, Eat Something.
Eat Smoke. Is it Eat Smoke?
No, it's probably not. Eat, smoke, take your time. It's a long dinner. So good.
Yes. So, and he was doing this. And actually, low key, I thought Jay Taj actually had a nod to D Smoke in his performance when they were doing this in his final performance.
Uh-huh.
And it was given that same type of thing. Anyway, I thought it was really good. The point is this. I don't understand why they had did that.
Oh, man.
I don't understand. They did not have the accolades for Dre TL the entire season that they had for Dre or Jay Taj. So I just didn't understand it. I don't know. I'm still very confused by it, to be completely honest with you. And again, no, I'm not going to be the one to be in Dre TL's comment. Like, he's anointed the winner.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you. Go forth and be merry. Like, good for you.
Yeah.
I don't understand, but like, listen, that ain't my business.
Hello. I'm going to still watch. I just haven't. I got distracted.
It's worth the journey. I'm not going to lie. Toward the end, Jay Taj's final performance is really good.
Oh, mm-hmm. I can't wait to see
it. He did it was very like Grammy performance. It was really, really good. I don't know. I'm still confused by it. I'm still very confused by it. Oh, girl. I thought she did good. I was surprised they let her go so early. I don't know. The whole season, I was a little bit confusion. There was another girl that I thought, I can't remember everybody's name, but I should have wrote them down. I didn't last week or whenever we talked about it last. She shouldn't have been kicked off, but she was. Like, I just feel like they've been making interesting decisions. That's how I should say it. I feel like they've been making very interesting decisions this season,
mm-hmm.
where I felt like in the first season, it kind of made sense, you know?
Well, is it the judges? Maybe the problem is the judges.
Maybe.
I like the judges. I like them as the people they are, but maybe they are not good judges, if that's the case.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Did you watch the... Listen, before we get to the ultimatum, I watch Love Never Lies, South Africa.
Oh, I see people talking about that.
Girl, this show is such a mess.
Listen, need ultimatum back in
South Africa.
I've decided we need more of their shows.
I agree.
Because everybody's been talking about that show and it just feels like tea. So I've decided the South Africans are tea. And that's what we need. There's a trial going on over there that I've been trying to watch too. I feel like there's tea.
There is.
What is the premise of this show?
So imagine Love Island. Did you watch Love Island?
Yeah.
You did? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, imagine the entire show is, you know, when they go to Temptation Island on there?
Yeah.
And they have the cameras,
uh-huh.
and I get to see what you're doing, and I'm going to ask you if you're lying about it or telling the truth. That's the whole show.
Wow!
You go in, the initial part of it is like, clearly they've talked to the producers. I'm really curious if... Mel really wanted my hair to be in flat irons instead of braids. So they'll be like, Melanie, did you actually want Melissa's hair to be in flat iron? And then you would be like, yes, or true, or whatever. And then it's like, false. And everyone's looking like, oh.
Is it a lie detector?
Yes.
This is great.
And so it's all these couples watching. They ask the most messiest, juiciest questions.
It's on Netflix.
Yes, girl. It is so
I'm
messy.
Watching. I'm tapping into this one.
Lie. Is that what they say? Lie. Girl, it is so bad.
Oh, I can't
wait. That it is so good. And the other thing about, I feel like in America, we recognize that these shows are like for the clout of it. And so we be trying to put on a facade and mm-hmm. do the things because we be trying to build our following and come off the show. I don't really care if I leave with my partner. I'm just really trying to have a following and become a like content creator afterward. On South Africa, I think they're really going in like, I want to know if my partner is lying to me and we should be together at the end of this. Like, I really want to know that. And so their questions be like that targeted.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, I'm going to embarrass you. I'm going to say what I need to say. I'm going to have them ask the questions I want to ask. Like, it'd be like that.
And there's money?
Yes. So every time you lie, there's a pot of money.
That goes down?
So every time you lie, it goes out.
Do people get kicked off?
No.
Oh, Lord. No. So it's just people on there lying.
Girl, it's just
and
people
losing
on
money.
There.
Oh,
they said the reunion came out. I didn't watch the reunion. I know there was a reunion. Yes, that was one. Radio and Jay said, "Did you sleep with my best friend?" Was literally a question, and he did.
And he lied?
Yes! Well, up front, I think in the moment. But that'd be the worst part. Because I'm like, if you gonna lie, build the suspense for me. Did you sleep with my best friend? And they go to the video, and they be like, yes. Well, you should have said no. Like, give me suspense. Say, no, I did not. And let the lie detector. And now you got to fight with the lie detector. No, I didn't. I promise I did it. That's what I want.
It's because my anxiety was how I was sweating, so it detected a lie, but I was telling the truth.
It be a
lie. I'm watching. Cannot wait.
Yeah, but I agree. They know how to do it. Then I started watching The Ultimatum.
I started watching last night.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Let me tell you why this season, again, this goes to the point that we're saying the Americans, y'all, we knowing they don't be for real. Four people left.
I haven't gotten there. They leave?
Well, girl, you didn't get far. How? You must be on episode like 2.
Yes. And I didn't finish that. Yep, that's right. I am. It's 2. I thought it was further. It's 2. I could tell who's going to leave already then. Probably. It's the man. That man that had who was freaking out.
Girl, no. And all he does is go from freak out to unhinged to crash out.
Oh!
I mean, this man literally crashes out.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember his name right now.
I can't either. But whoa. So here's
the 39-year-old that's with like the 27-year-old younger girl.
He's tall.
Oh, no, the super, super tall dude. Yeah. He leaves.
That's who I was saying.
Okay, okay, okay.
Because he was not ready for.
Yeah, he does.
He like she likes him. Wait.
Yeah.
The black man who I hate everything.
Which one, with the curls or with the braids?
Oh, the curls I hate, but the braids. Black man with the braids who got with that girl clearly because he wants to have sex with her as much as possible. All he wants to do is sex this woman.
But they don't. I think they do end up having sex. The show was real coy about it this season, though.
Interesting.
Normally, they give you like a little bit of hints and stuff. They were kind of coy about it. And when the guy, Nick, asked the black dude with the braids, I don't remember these folks' name. JR, thank you. JR about it. They didn't clear. Like, I felt like they edited out the answer. They gave you enough to assume the answer was yes, but they edited out what he actually said.
Oh, interesting.
But let me tell you something. Nick.
Yeah, so Nick got with Vanessa because they took the host names.
Correct. Vanessa and her man left.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the tall dude. Yeah. Okay.
So they left. So Nick is now by himself.
Okay.
Okay. Nobody with him. So all he does is sit in that room and ruminate about this black man being with his girl. To the point where he goes and knocks on the door.
It's given the South Africa ultimatum.
All you hear is audio because we don't have no visual. And JR said, what are you doing here? You're embarrassing yourself. You need to leave. He was like, what? He was like, you don't know my girl. Your girl. Like, they're having this whole interaction. You see the girl in the background kind of like snickering behind the door. So she comes around. She's like, what are you doing here? Like, you need to leave. This is unfair. So then Nick leaves, goes back to his room, hotel, whatever, or apartment, whatever. And all you see is him pacing back and forth. Oh, my God.
Oh, see.
Oh, my God.
Why are these people on these shows?
Oh, my God. Like, he completely crashes out. He's slamming the doors, pacing from, you know, their apartment ain't nothing but a little studio.
Yeah.
Pacing from the bedroom into the front, into the living room. Going, just crashing out.
I hate it.
Then they have a guy's night and they see each other again.
Oh.
Mind you, JR waits. So he comes out and Nick knew. He was like, at this time, I've come to my senses. I do not want to fight this black man. So let me come out.
Problems.
He's like, I don't want no problems with you. But then what kills me is JR ends up having a problem with, I think his name is Scotty, the black dude with the curls. Yeah. I thought Scotty was this humble, nice, cool, sweet dude. I remember what the conversation was. But JR, he said something. Scotty said, I just want to let you know, because he's with his girl. I just want to let you know that everything she's told me, I don't have a different opinion of you. And so JR said, oh, really? Oh. Are you sure about that? Something like that. And so Scotty said, nah, but if you got a problem with it, what you want to talk about? I said, wait a minute.
I can make it a problem.
I said, wait a minute. I didn't expect Scotty to get so bucked so fast. He said, let's get into it.
Oh.
I said, now wait. Scotty, I thought you was nice and humble and sweet. What is this energy?
I love it.
And was like, what is the deal? He was like, I heard that you said I'm just here for a hall pass. He was like, I never said that. Why is you mad, bro? He was like, I'm not mad. Well, you're clearly irritated. Like, he wouldn't back. I don't care about your diet plan. I don't care that you lift weights. I don't care that you're a personal trainer. What you won't do is sit on this TV and disrespect me. So we're going to fight if the energy continues to be the energy. And I just was not prepared.
That is surprising, because he was giving, listen, I'm going to just be honest. He was giving lame. And
he
that
was.
Hair, it's that hair for me.
Me too.
That hair was giving, boy, what? Get out of my face.
That little curl he has.
I hate it. I'm sorry, Scotty. I hate your hair. That's not very nice after I just said in the beginning of this that people be saying negative comments. So I'm sorry. Everything else about you. Well, but people are saying he yelled at his girl.
I'm not going to lie to you. I watched it late too. So I may have missed this part. I'm not even going
to
lie. I may have to rewatch it, because if y'all are saying he was emotionally abusive.
Oh, he's Ramses. That's what it's.
Oh.
He's Ramses. I can see that.
Okay, I can see that too.
From Love is Blind.
Dang. Damn. I was rooting for Scott. Actually, that's not true. I wasn't all the way rooting for him, but I was shocked that he stood up to him. And it was like without hesitation. It was like, I do this all the time. Immediately, you're not going to talk to me this way. Immediately, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but I'm not him. Like, and I wasn't ready for all of that. Anyway, it's been a very interesting season with the three people that's left, three couples that's left.
Well, I'm happy
four.
That it gets better, because I'm still very early on, but I was like, none of these couples match. Nobody matches. This all seems not like a good situation.
No. JR and the girl he's with, I'm 100% sure they're trying to fake like they have this deep emotional, but I really just think it's physical.
Yeah.
And then the, I don't remember his name. What's the one I'm thinking of? The odd couple that's with Aria.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
But then they end up, I feel like they like each other.
Oh, well, praise
God. But then
good.
He's low-key kind of being a coward to me, because he lied. They're developing, like, legitimate feelings for each other. And when he was asked about it at the guys' night, he was like, oh, it's just a friendship.
Oh, well, Caleb is his name. Caleb.
Yeah, his name is Caleb. I felt like that was cowardly and kind of crummy. Like, I just feel like, just own it. I think he's trying to protect things getting back to his actual girlfriend and not hurting her feelings. But I hate that in the midst, he's disregarding Aria
because
she is starting to, like, really like him. I don't know. So I was disappointed in his answer.
That's why this show be pissing me off, because I will say two things out of my mouth, okay? I will be like, this is stupid and he should be respectful, but also you're on a show, be single. Like, I feel all the ways about it and I don't care. So I want them. I would never go on the show. This is a stupid show. I would never. But if you're going to go on the show and your goal is to entertain me, go on the show and fall in love. And crash out. Show me. Entertain me. So I've
not been entertained.
Listen, I am, based off of this review, I'm excited to go finish. I didn't get to last
Nick,
night.
Nick's worth the crash out.
Finish.
The last thing I'm going to say about, to the point that you're making, then we can go, is this. The part where they're all sitting at the table and they have to tell the reason why I'm choosing you to be my partner in front of my actual partner. Which is always a rebuke of your partner.
Yes. Crazy.
I'm getting up and walking out.
Oh my gosh.
Immediately, I'm getting up. Because if you say, you know what, Sister Cucumber, I'm choosing you because you have long hair and some people love to wear pixie cuts. And I just feel like I've always wanted a woman that had long hair. I would be like,
how do you expect us to ever come back from that? Why would I ever go back to you?
What? If you what so
so passive aggressive
it the entire table scene when they and Nick and Vanessa just sitting there talking about thank you guys so much for leaning
she loved to be you know I gave him the ultimatum but I had to look at me and determine what was I doing was I ready to be a wife shut up girl shut up we are not here for you shut up you and Nick can shut up
please shut up and this is not sweet this is disrespectful
no it's not
it's this and I just wanted to feel seen heard and valued and in the week that I've known you I've never
oh my gosh I've never in all of the years and relationships I've had I've never felt like this you're so amazing
in the 5 days
bruh also ultimatums can get can make people have so much resentment so the whole show is stupid because bruh so you have resentment just because I feel like I'm forcing you to marry me I have to give you this ultimatum and then add on top of that we went on a show and you had to go date somebody else and just in order to choose me y'all are not gonna make that's
yeah that's true
that's a problem this is a train wreck waiting to happen yeah so
last thing, because I see you guys asking about later daters. I have jumped off the bandwagon of later daters. Unfortunately for me, the show has not been able to capture my attention in a way that wants me to continue to keep watching. But I will say this, and I'm only going to say this as a nod to what we have done on Love on Stage, is that we did such an amazing job. That's the I'm gonna Vetting. Put a period there. I was gonna say that there was originally a comma and I was gonna keep going and I realized by saying that I would be outing more than I really want. I don't intend to because you can't.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Heard. Well, let me just say one more thing and then you should do your giveaway. I am finally all caught up on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. The best show ever created. Anybody else should stop making real reality TV because this show is it. The last episode that I didn't watch last night. Mary's son is on drugs.
He sure is. I've been keeping up with that on the Instagram. Ooh,
they had this conversation and he was so casually like, yeah, I take that, but then I had started taking like cocaine too. But then I had also started I just be getting high, like I be high. I said, oh my. This show, it is one of the best things I've had. All the other franchises of Real Housewives can stop. And listen, I love Atlanta. Okay, I love Portia, is one of my favorite people in the world. I think she is hilarious. I think everything about her life is funny. She don't got nothing on these Salt Lake City girls. She, NeNe, all the OGs have nothing on what the hell is happening in Utah, okay? Them girls, that snow has got to their head. Them people is crazy. It is amazing. It is amazing. If you don't watch that show, something wrong with you. You got to watch it. You got to watch it.
I plan on finishing it because I actually want to sit down and watch. Oh. Clearly, I watch these shows and I'll be doing other stuff. So I actually want to sit down and like really be emotionally invested. Catherine, if you're still here, can you just put a something in the chat so I can know that? She said weed. What?
That's what he said. He was on Xanax, weed, cocaine. Then Adderall, Xanax, and then cocaine. Yes. It just kept evolving.
And she was just something. Oh. Was this a clip that recently came out?
Yes, because the episode I think is last week.
Okay, so that's what I saw.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I saw.
I still hold on. Has my opinion? Oh, keep going.
No, keep Catherine's going. In there. Yeah, cool. Oh. I see her, but you can keep going.
Has my opinion of Mary changed? No, I think she is still mean.
Okay,
and she does not hold back.
that I don't, she's just not my favorite. I actually still really like the girl that got kicked off just because I love a little flawed woman like that. I just, that just be my jam. However, Mary is entertaining. Mary is a good time to watch. She is good television. She's like, in the way that Portia is good TV, Mary is good TV. I get it. Keep her on the show. Pay her the money. She deserves. She gonna keep me locked in every time.
I will be doing a giveaway. Well, what I've decided is the Cricut team has sent me 3 Cricut Joy extras. 3 of them. I was going to keep one for myself, and I've decided I don't have space for that. I am taking over Isaiah Frederick's room with all of the stuff that I have. And the Cricut team sent me another box.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And so I don't know what I'm going to do with all this. And so instead of doing it, I want to make sure I'm balanced as well. It's like for my Instagram, I'm doing it for the public, but I also want to make sure that I do it for our inner community, which would be our Patreon audience. So if you're listening to the Gin and Juice podcast, consider this your forewarning that we will be doing a giveaway. Catherine, you can figure out how we can do that, but please, can you send me the address? If you're listening, I need your address no later than tomorrow.
Wait, how is it working?
Whatever Catherine decides.
Oh.
Just look for a post inside the Patreon, and Catherine will facilitate it, and then she will send the address to Courtney, because I will be mailing both of these off. When do you want? By Friday. We'll be mailing both of these out no later than Friday. So we'll do the giveaway. If you could post it, Catherine, I apologize for not telling you this ahead of time. If you don't mind posting that today, and then please make sure that you email Catherine your address no later than tomorrow so we can mail these out to you no later than Friday. Merry, merry Christmas. Actually, I actually have a couple more giveaways that I'm going to do, but I wanted to make sure that I did this one because the Cricut's a good one. You know what I mean? It's a real, real good one. Courtney's been using her Cricut all weekend. So she says the problem.
Addiction. Hilarious.
Girl, you could have got some of the stuff from me because she sent me actual Cricut Joy, like vinyl paper. You can just get some when we at the house. I don't have a Joy. I don't have a Joy, so I can't use the stuff.
I don't know what a Joy is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Thank you guys so much. Next week will be our last week live.
Okay. I was going
to. But the following week, we are going to do a best of, which should be a lot of fun and just full of laughs. So make sure that you guys are stay tuned for that. We won't be live, but it just will post. Okay.
And that's the week of Christmas?
Correct.
Oh, okay. That's what it was next week. I thought you were going to do it for next week.
No, I told her to give it to us that early.
Oh, we're going to go live next week.
But we're going to go live. Yeah. Right. I just want to make sure we could schedule it before we got into our festivities.
Got it.
Okay, very good. Bye.
Bye.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.